Tonight, Trump now leads 46-41. ABC's Tom Yamas leading us off.
With the United
Tonight, in a stunning moment, Donald Trump stopped cold in his tracks in the middle of a political attack by a pastor of an African-American church in Flint, Michigan.
Hillary failed on the economy, just like she's failed on foreign policy. Everything she touched didn't work out. Nothing. Now Hillary Clinton.
Mr. Trump, I invited you here to thank us for what we've done.
Okay.
To give a political speech.
Okay. That's good. Then I'm going to go back on the front. Okay.
Trump quickly wrapped up and left. Earlier, Trump in a more familiar role. The showman building the drama, presenting the results of his most recent physical on Dr. Oz.
Why not share your medical records? Why not?
Well, I have really no problem in doing it. I have it right here. I mean, should I do it? I don't care. Should I do it? It's two letters. One is the report, and the other is from Lenox Hill Hospital.
May I see them?
Saying, yeah, sure.
So these are the report. This is from.
Those were all the tests that were just done last week.
Audience members tell us Trump revealed his cholesterol level, blood pressure, and the results of his latest colonoscopy, and that he takes a statin.
I've got to say, as a doctor, if he was my patient, they're good for a man of his age.
The Trump campaign has yet to show reporters those two pages he handed to Dr. Oz. In 2015, Trump tweeted, "I have instructed my longtime doctor to issue a full medical report. It will show perfection." But since then, all we've seen is this four-paragraph letter. Trump's doctor, Harold Bornstein, declaring Trump, quote, will be the healthiest individual ever elected to the presidency.
Proof, I got 5 minutes to sit right at this desk and write that letter while the driver waited for me. I think I probably picked up his kind of language and then just interpreted it to my own.
Dr. Bornstein also performed Trump's physical exam last week. The campaign, unclear on whether they will ever release a more complete medical history.